Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Three, two, one.
Let's go.
God, oh my gosh. Hello, London! Have I been stood up again?
Where the hell is everybody, George?
Hello?
We literally said that our big fat end of the tour finale show was at the O2 Shepherd's Bush Empire on the 18th of May.
We're a month early.
We're a month early. Oh, shit.
Oh, we're meant to be shooting the podcast.
Oh, my God. Let's go. Hello.
And I'm George Clark, and welcome to the Useless Hotline. TikTok wasn't working out for us, so we decided to set up our own little business.
So rude.
I might spend
but it
day,
won't always just be us. Some weeks we'll be joined by a special guest. Unfortunately, this week we're not.
Yeah.
What have you been up to, Max?
Yeah, elephant in the room. I look really
Come
good.
Come on, I know you've been...
Elephant in the room. It's been Max and George episodes for a while now.
Yeah.
But first of all, you guys say that you really like that. Second of all, we have been focusing so much on tour that we've not really had time to like properly plan any guests, nor have we even had the like cognitive effort to try, to be honest with you.
Bro's whipping out words he's never heard in his life before. Yep. Just to try and...
Exactly. So it's just us. It's just all lovers in the room tonight. It's just family.
All the lovers.
Have you ever heard that Kylie Minogue song that's like, your disco, your disco, your disco needs you. I think that might be the best song in the world. I'm just putting that
I'm
out
I'm going to go out on a whim and say it's not.
No, I'm dead serious when I say I've never felt more invigorated hearing a song in my life. Me running on the treadmill, don't make a joke, to that song, I'm running twice speed.
When was the last time you ran on the treadmill?
Yesterday.
Nice post about it.
I didn't do a pause.
No.
Did I not? All right, even if I didn't, who cares? Still happened. Don't need... Do you know what?
The rules
Social media
care.
Does not define me.
It might not, but it does define your fitness challenge.
No, it doesn't. Don't remember that.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah, stop. Whatever you're doing, just stop. All right.
Just stop.
Whatever you're doing with your watch and your fucking phone, I don't care.
I was just checking what date it was.
I don't care. What date? What was?
I was just seeing when... the scavenger hunt was the last time that we picked up, and I've got 5 entries in on my Max's Fitness app.
What does that mean?
Well, 5 times that I just randomly have gone, I've thought, oh, has he posted today?
And I have.
And you haven't.
What?
Look at him! Look at his little face. He knows. This is beyond a joke now, Max.
Do you know what?
Your 3-year anniversary, no fitness post. I'll let you off on that. Day after, no other post.
Do you know what? I'm going to be completely
transparent. First day of the lad Bible
right
trip,
now.
No post. Day after, no post. Yesterday, no post. So that's 5 days. This is ridiculous now, people.
Do you know what? I'm going to be completely transparent and say I made it to day 53 and then I realized that I hadn't gone to the gym for 2 days in a row. And then I went away to the lad Bible trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck, I can't go. I realised on that trip. And then from there, I thought, do you know what? You made it to 50 days. That seems like a win to me. And I'll take that. And do you know what? I don't even remember the exact amount of days that we said the challenge was going to be.
66.
I don't remember that.
I do.
I don't even think that there's evidence of that, to be honest with you. And you can't prove it.
Well, there's no evidence of you doing the 50 days. So.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. There is evidence of me doing the 50 days.
It's there's evidence of you doing like a sparse 38 between them.
No. Do you know what? 50 day challenge. I made it. I have now got to a point where the gym feels like it's a part of my weekly routine. I've been going since, like, in the last week, I've gone 3 to 4 times.
Nice.
And I think that that is the true essence of the 50-day gym challenge that
we started. Yeah, the idea is to get a habit, which you've done. But,
so I've done it, and I feel good about myself, and therefore I have won.
You've
so present my prize.
The idea of the challenge is to create a habit.
What's the
but
prize?
You cannot complete the challenge without doing the full 66 days.
It was never 66
days uninterrupted.
It was 66 days.
It was
60.
So why has every post been out of 66 then?
I was just putting random numbers in. That was.
And it happened to be 66 every time you put that random number in.
Yeah. I'm not even going to speak on this matter 66. Anymore because there's no point even trying to entertain this garbage.
Do you know what?
This garbage being the stuff coming out of his mouth. I'm not that mean.
I will admit that at 53 days, I dropped the ball on the challenge. I will. 53 days.
You'll admit that it took you 53 days to do that. It took you 3, mate. You did 18-minute workout. it took you 53 days to realize that you actually haven't done it.
No, I'm not accepting this. I just think that these are defamatory lies, and nothing that you're saying would stand up in a court of law, and therefore I believe that I'm victorious. I smashed the 50 day gym challenge, and I'm very proud of myself personally. So Let's just take that from this situation, shall we? And move on, and we'll go to Disneyland, and we'll just forget about everything. Because in the end, is it all about, really?
It's all about a lesson to not just you, but to the people at home, that you don't just get given what
Guys,
you want on a plate.
Comment down below if you've learned a lesson through all of this. Just comment down below, and then George will take me to Disneyland. Just comment. That's all I'm asking.
It's just not how it works. And I think they've slowly cottoned on through this. Where, you know, they originally were like, hey, let him off. He's Max Belady, man. He can do it. It's a struggle for him to get into it. And then they went, do you know what? He's putting less and less effort into this. And now they've seen you've dropped off a cliff. And the only real takeaway here is the ones that you've been eating.
Oh, that hurt.
Do you know what? I will have you know that I have lost now 6 kilograms.
Nice.
Wow, that's good.
Thank you.
Not sarcastic, that is.
Good. I've lost 6 kilograms. All the comments are even saying, wow, Max looks so much slimmer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have got to a point where I feel not bad, but a little bit unnatural if I've not gone to the gym that day.
See, this is good. This is the idea of the challenge. Mm. Imagine if you actually completed it.
I did. If I achieved the idea of the challenge, then isn't that as real as completing it? Isn't that...
No.
I think that it is.
No,
do you know
no,
what?
It's not. It's, you know why it's not? And I can say this because I did it. After 2 weeks, I realized that I couldn't, like, not work out anymore. Like, it was part of my routine.
Mm.
But I still finished the 66 days.
I'll give you a reason why achieving the idea is not the same as doing it.
Yeah.
I have never once said I'm going to do the 66-day challenge. However, if I don't go to the gym in like 2 or 3 days, I'm like, oh, I feel a bit bad about myself.
It's because you're a fat bastard. I can't relate to that.
I don't even know what sort of response.
How much do you weigh? How much do I weigh?
Hmm?
How much do you weigh?
Muscle weighs more than fat.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
Lies. How much do you weigh?
88 kilograms.
Fat. Oh my God. Oh my God, one-way ticket to Wobbly World. Not to fat shame, but you're grazing yourself to an early grave.
I think that's fat shaming.
No, only to George. I would never fat shame anyone, only George. I weigh 74 kilograms. So skinny.
Well, yeah. I'm proud of you for losing weight and for getting yourself into the mind frame of you need to go to the gym.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
however, you didn't complete the challenge.
I did. Guys, comment down below if you believe that I completed the challenge. We all know that I did. The issue is when this, making, when these conversations
making,
take place,
making yourself look silly now.
I'm in a room with two haters who think that they own like the precedent on numbers, first of all, and that like they are the only people that like whatever they say goes. It's like, oh my god, give it a rest, guys, and just live in the real world for a second.
I think they must have changed the recipe on this.
Hmm. Go on. What do you want me to ask you, George, to finish your joke? Go
it's
on.
Just tasting quite salty.
Shut up. Just dropped something. Oh, it's all the fucks.
It was
that
the
I
ball. Yes. Yeah. Drop the ball.
Right, anyway, we'll let the comments decide, guys. Did I complete the 50-day challenge?
The comments decided 3 weeks ago that you'd failed. So.
No, they didn't. They absolutely didn't. They were actually heavily in favour with me. So, guys, if you believe that I completed the 50-day challenge and that George owes me a trip to Disneyland, comment that down below. And if you favour George's opinion and you don't want to see that great content and you don't want to see George get down on one knee, propose to me in front of the castle, then do you know what? That's on you. And you can comment that if that's how you feel. But I know which one I would pick, the truth.
I would just like to also say, take a long, hard look at yourself if you're going to genuinely comment in the comment section after he's not completed a 50-day challenge that was meant to be a 66-day challenge and you want to get the rewards from that. Ask yourselves, is that really the sort of person I want to be? And then I'll ask you this question. What happens in the future if we want to do another thing like this where we set each other a challenge or a bet or something? What, do we just off the bat, no, we're not going to follow through with it, but do it anyway? No, what's that say about us to you, huh?
Mm.
That we're just going to give you anything? No, we want this to be a nice relationship we've got going on here.
I say to caveat, I will give you anything because I care about you. I love you. You mean so much to me. I would give
that's
you my
not
home.
Love.
I would give
I'd
you
that's not
the
love.
Food out of my fridge, which is not a lot because I'm skinny. I would give you. anyway, let's move on before this gets too volatile and I ultimately knock you over and you can't get up because you're too lordy. Anyway, moving on. what have you been up to, George?
Uh-huh.
What have you been up to?
I went to what's it called? The place yesterday I went to in the evening. It's the one with all the weights and the... I wouldn't expect you to know. Went there last night.
Do anything fun this weekend?
Not a lot, actually.
No? Did you go out on Friday to Becky's birthday?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, did you? Was that fun?
Well, I didn't include it in the fun things this weekend, did I? No, it was good fun. Thanks, Becky, for having me. no, it was good fun, yeah. Why didn't you turn up?
I didn't want to.
At the gym, were you?
Yeah. No, I got home and I had to drive all the way home, and now to like get back into Central, I was just like, I'm exhausted. And me and Andrew had planned that we were going to have a cute night in, so we just had a cute night in instead.
That's nice.
It is. I had a glass of wine. Do you know, I'm becoming an old woman. I'm being deadly serious. I'm becoming an old woman. I now, like on weekends, this weekend I was like, I don't think I want to go out this weekend. Why don't we just get a bottle of red? George, I sat there watching The Real Housewives of New Jersey with a singular, rather large glass of red wine, living my life. I had the best weekend. And then woke up, went for a walk with Andrew's mum.
Nice. Was Andrew there?
For lunch, yes, he was. Went out for lunch in Hampstead, like really cute little village vibes. Met some people actually that were like, oh my god, love your podcast. And I said, don't fucking speak to me right now, you ugly fuck.
That's nice.
No, I didn't say that.
Is that the love you were talking about a minute ago?
Yeah. But no, it's just I'm just living this wholesome life. I think because we're about to go tour and I know that I'm probably gonna ruin every single part of my life, that yeah. I'm kind of living this wholesomeness before things go wild. So I've been loving it.
Well, yeah. I'm happy for you, Max.
Thank you.
Over the bloody moon, in fact.
Oh, I'm getting blinds in my house. Do you know, since I've had my house, I've not had blinds. I've just had open windows.
Wait, can you tee that up with a bit so we can clip this bit?
You'll never guess what I've not had in my house.
What?
Blinds. I know.
How have you been living without blinds?
Just with the windows open, like all the time, people
can
see.
Why did you open the windows? You could have just left them closed.
I know, I'm just freezing. Winter was horrible. I was cold all the time.
And of course, blinds help a lot with that.
Yes. What was I thinking? Oh. Did that actually happen?
Wow.
Did your chair fall?
Almost died.
That really scared me.
I would have been cold.
Oh. So I'm getting blinds.
Oh, sorry, I've just had... My whole life has just flashed before my eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't do everything that I wanted in my life. I only did 50 days of my 66-day challenge.
That's so me.
That's not my life that flashed before my eyes.
That's so me. But I just wanted to give a little shout out to the comments for a second. I know that a few videos ago we did like a comment-based video.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say that since that video I started to have a little peek. And when some of you think that you're complimenting me,
mm-hmm,
and you say something along the lines of, this is not really a popular opinion, but Max looks okay this episode. Or, despite what everyone says, I think Max looks good.
I don't see it.
That doesn't necessarily hit the way that maybe you're intending.
Hey, they're trying. You're not giving them a lot to work with. They're doing their best.
Yeah, I just wanted to point that out because that was a common theme that I think actually what someone said was, I don't care what everybody else says. I think Max looks good.
That's a lovely thing to say.
But that's insinuating that everybody else is saying the opposite.
And they're still not afraid to go against the grain. That's a true one.
Also, I've noticed when, like, because sometimes when we film, like for today example, we've been sorting stuff out for the tour. We've actually been at the studio since the morning.
Mm.
And I have very oily skin that gets progressively oilier throughout the day.
Yeah.
And in an episode where my skin looks very oily, all the comments are like, Max looks so slay. Like, what, drop the skincare routine, king? And I'm just a sweaty, oily bastard. That's all that I can give you.
Like, he doesn't even bring his car when it's like days like this. It just rolls along the tarmac like a slip and slide.
Yeah, just like a big slug. Yeah. So, just wanted to share that.
That's cute though.
Info. Yeah, thanks.
I got a thing that happened.
Oh.
Not to me.
Oh.
Just, I don't think you'd have seen it. You might have seen it. I don't know.
Oh, tell me.
So, have you seen Logan Paul's having a baby?
No.
Well, his fiance is having a baby.
How many children has he got?
None at the moment.
Also, this is unless you count
KSI as one. Hey guys, don't really know what that means, but so he's got a baby on the way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what delivery he chose.
Is he gonna call it Roop?
As in Roop Paul? It could have been Rue. Rue would have
but
been.
Roop is funnier. Roop Paul. Roop Paul.
Yeah,
that
got
is
it.
Funny.
But he had a gender reveal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thoughts on gender reveals?
Depends how they're done.
Okay.
Did you see the one that was a plane dropping off things?
No.
Oh, there's one. I shouldn't laugh at this.
Oh.
There was the gender reveal where a plane dropped off like a package or something, yeah, or like had like smoke come out the back that was like a specific color, and you can see everyone going like, woo! And then the cameraman follows him over. Everyone else is looking at the smoke, follows the plane over. It just barrel rolls and just crashes into the floor.
No.
But like, big fiery mess. Like, there's no survivors. Like, so Logan Paul's gender reveal was a wrestling match where one was in blue trousers, another was in pink trousers.
I hate the world.
And then
I hate the world.
Oliver Tree was refereeing it.
I don't know what that means.
You know Oliver Tree.
Why, do I know Oliver Tree? No. That sounds like a restaurant.
No, to be fair, Oliver Tree is a bit of an industry plant. Just a little tree joke there. But he...
Who is Oliver Tree?
He... let me find a song of Oliver Tree's for you. You'll have seen him. He was like huge a couple years ago.
I don't think
And then he did Gymshark 66. No, he... this song. Don't remind me, finding my own damn business.
Yeah.
And then, oh, that's the same one. Life goes on and on and on and on and on.
I would not know
and
him, though. I thought that was a DJ.
And then... Oh, that's the same one. So he's been living off one song for the last 6 years. So, he was refereeing the boxing match. And it was basically just, obviously... sorry, wrestling fans out there. It's contrived. It's just acting. So they were just... It was quite a cool idea, to be fair. Everyone was just... All of his family and friends were just sat around a boxing ring, like... Get waiting for the blue one to get tapped out, and then he'd kick out. You'd be like, "Oh, maybe it's not a boy." Okay. It's quite cool.
Wow, I think that is the epitome of straight culture. Okay, Logan Paul's gender reveal being a wrestling match—that is the straightest sentence I've ever heard in my entire life.
That's valid.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's quite cool though.
It's very unique.
Yeah,
it's
very unique.
It's better than like what other ones are there? I saw quite a funny one actually the other day. There's a big balloon like full of like helium with obviously like a powder or something in it, and they go get given some scissors.
I saw one where it was supposed to be something, I can't remember what, and the grandma like they were supposed to, let's say like they cut a cake or they pop a balloon and they popped the balloon. And the stuff that came out was just like clear color. So they were like, what the hell? And then they're all obviously like looking around. And then the grandma pulls her wig off. She goes, y'all stress me the fuck out. Pulls her wig off and it's pink underneath. And it was brilliant.
See, that's cool. Great. Yeah. But would you have a gender reveal? No. I mean, I don't really know how you would go about having a gender reveal.
Why?
Just go to the adoption clinic and go...
Actually, yes, go.
That one, please. I love that one.
Well, you don't have to adopt. And then they
turn off, and you go, "Who? What did I get? Which one is it?"
I actually had this. I can still have a baby.
Don't be silly.
I can.
How are you? What are a surrogate mother?
Yeah, surrogate. Yeah, I think I will probably end up doing that. Or adopting.
But
I'm
who?
Not sure.
Oh, are you gonna have like one that's got you and one that's got Andrew?
Yeah, that would be.
There's gonna be no need for a DNA test there.
I know, you'd definitely be able to tell, wouldn't you? Fucking hell.
Not even by looks, just be like, just off lap times and sort of a performance at school.
Lap times. Oh my god. But then I would feel a bit of rivalry. Like,
you'd feel so shit. Imagine if you could have had Andrew's genetics and your brother just succeeding in everything, being a lovely Greek looking goddess, and then you just being there like, oh shit, third bottle of sun cream used today. what now?
That's why I think I would mix my genetics with like a Greek woman.
I think we've spoke about this before.
Yeah, to try to kind of edge the bets as much as you can.
And
to...
Andrew's happy with putting his...
Andrew's happy putting his dick in my sister, yeah.
Whoa, Max.
Oh, sorry, that's too far. Sorry, that's where we draw the line on the useless hotline. But yeah, so I would feel competition. Like, if mine was failing in school... Not mine, because they'd both be my children, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But if the one that had...
It's like actual yours.
If the one that had a gap tooth and a receiving hairline, then I...
Did
and
you
it
say
was,
a
like,
receiving
failing.
Hairline?
That too. And if that one was like failing in school, I would feel a little bit like, oh, for God's sake, like. Oh, but then again, I've got better results than Andrew. And I'm more rich than Andrew, so surely mine's going to be better.
Valid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're both going to be Nepo babies.
Not really.
But one's just going to be a more attractive Nepo baby.
Going to be Nepno babies. Do you think you'll ever have children?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah. When?
I can't picture it.
It'll be at least like 20 years down the line at this point.
Do you think? How many children would you want?
Two, three, maybe. Four,
yeah, I think
five,
I want.
Six,
I think,
seven.
I think I want two or three.
I want to have like a batch, like piglets. You know, they can. It's just off however many nipples they've got. Do you know that's crazy?
To farming.
Do you know that's great? Like we, not we. Obviously not us.
Me and you.
Women of the human variety can get what, like triplets, quadruplets?
Yeah.
But they've only got two niplets to feed on. Whereas like animals, pretty sure their max is the max amount of nips that they have.
I don't think that's true.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I don't think that's true.
Find me one animal that has not enough nips to feed its kids and then we can talk.
I just feel as though that's definitely not true.
100%. I went to Clarkson's farm and they were like, oh, this mum's got 16 nips, so it can have 16 niplets.
Sorry, what cow has fucking 16 nips?
Piglet.
Pigs have 16 nipples.
Big time, yeah.
No, they don't. They,
that's because
no,
as soon as,
no,
as, soon as
not, the 16. They have 8. Surely it's like 8 or something.
Surely they don't have 16
big
nips.
Big time. Someone Google.
Hey, I'm searching this up. Pig with the most nips.
I was going to say something awful, like, your family's just going to come.
Pig with the most nips. What is the most nipples on a pig? 12 to 14. So around 16.
That is more than I thought, to be honest.
12 to 14 is
first
close
of all,
to...
why is there any variety? Why is there 12 to 14? Why is it not a set number of nips?
That's, on average, 12 to 14. That being said, the actual range of the possible number of nipples on a pig... Clip this. The actual range of the possible number of nipples on a pig is 6 to... What's
24.
What do you reckon the upper range is?
The upper range?
Yeah.
25 nips.
Right, I'm going to let you guess again. Because
it should be an even number.
It's going we'll to be an even that. Number, isn't
I don't know. Why is it going to be an even number?
Why would they just have one solitary nip?
Why did they have fucking 20-odd nipples? I don't know.
The answer was 32.
What? Shut Where? Up. Where are these nipples, though?
Shut up.
God knows, but...
Why do we not drink pig's milk? Have you ever drank pig's milk?
No.
They must have so much of it going around. Yeah. Think how easy we could fill up a bottle with 32 nips.
Piglets per nip.
Interesting search history.
That's how quick your pig can run.
How quick?
Yeah, you just go, oh, my pig can run 12 piglets per nip. Oh. I don't know if it doesn't say, but yeah, on average, the amount of nips they have is the amount of babies they have.
What the hell?
But yeah, so you could, I
think 32
is crazy. Huh?
That's why my mum's probably got a third nipple.
That's not what you were sucking.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's brutal.
It takes ages to get the milk out of this.
Oh, stop. No, 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 no.
Oh, it's actually going to make me feel sick. I've gone dizzy.
Very sour milk, ma'am.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I didn't like that. I saw a vagina for the first time in a while yesterday.
Nice. Whose?
Not in real life.
Oh.
Well, that doesn't count.
On the internet.
That doesn't count.
Why does that not count?
That's not the rules.
Nah.
Take it back.
If I showed you a picture
Take it back.
Of my asshole,
Take it back.
I'd still say that you've seen my asshole.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Why is it not the same?
No smell?
The last...
God, fucking hell.
No taste. If you could design your perfect penis...
Yeah.
Ooh.
What would it look like?
7.5 inches.
7.5?
Yeah.
Why not go the full 8?
Because I just feel like that's too much. Sometimes you can hurt people. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And hurt people hurt people. And I don't want to hurt anyone. I don't want to start that chain reaction. Yeah. I just think I'm not being funny. Anybody going around having a 10-inch penis inside of them at any given point. Are you trying to explode? Are you trying to split yourself in half? Like, what are you doing? Why are you opting for that?
Mm.
You will die, surely.
Yeah, come for us 4 inches, guys.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with us.
but yeah, and maybe just like, I don't know how thick.
Hey, when are we gonna? This is my question.
That's ridiculous.
I want it to actually look identical to this.
When are we gonna start measuring penises in the way that they should be measured?
How should they be measured?
In area.
What's that mean?
Area. So like in
like how
cubic inches instead of just inches.
Why? Is that because you've got one of those like tuna can types?
Hey, my friend brought this idea up to me, not me.
Okay, I'm sure.
So what if my friend had a tuna can?
What if your friend had a 6-inch wide, 2-inch long penis?
Yeah, but then what if, like, surely then...
Like a flat screen TV.
up against a pepperami dick. Who's winning the fight?
Are you joking?
Tuna can dick. nine times out of ten.
No. It wouldn't even fit.
It wouldn't do anything.
At least a pepperami would get in there.
But realistically, women, come on, you know I'm saying it. You care about the cubic inches of a penis.
I don't like anything about this conversation.
Women care about volume.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I hate this conversation so much. Is there anything else in the world that we can speak about?
Yeah.
What?
Have we done Logan Paul's gender reveal?
Yeah.
No, nothing then. You can grow a beard.
What?
You can grow a beard, can't you?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What do I have to do to make you do that?
Oh. Wait, do you shave?
I shave every day.
Wow.
You can go full on. Yeah. So what would I have to do to make you do that?
I don't know. Get me sick. And then I'd just be in bed for a week and not be bothered to shave.
Never like monetary or like reward.
Oh, money-wise.
Reward
what,
scheme.
For me to grow a beard?
Like how many points am I next to go?
On the chin, it comes out ginger.
Even better.
At a certain length, it starts to go a bit orangey.
This is more incentive for me to want to spend my nectar points on your face.
What, so how much would you pay? How much do you have to pay me to
grow like, a full beard? Or in acts of service.
Acts of service. All right, then. Now we're talking. Get that tuna can out.
Do you want some brine?
I would grow a beard if... I don't know. Offer things to me.
If I ran a marathon, mm-hmm. would you grow your beard out for
a month?
A month? Are you joking? I'd look gross.
I'd have to run a marathon for it.
I'd do it for a week.
I'm running a marathon, so you can have a beard for a week.
That doesn't quite. Yeah.
No, that's not how it works, pal.
How long will it take you to run a marathon? Like a couple hours?
I'll just break the world record while I'm at it.
I've got to work for a full week.
Yeah, Kipchoge, suck my tuna can, mate. I'm going for a sub-2 marathon. What does that even mean?
Also, he has to train for months, so theoretically it should be months that you have to work.
If you're really that good, then you wouldn't have to train at all.
When have I come out here saying... I run marathons daily. I'm saying...
Do you know, I found out that the reason why they call it a marathon is because that exact... How long is a marathon? 22 miles?
It's the circumference of a city called Marathon, isn't
it?
No. No. And somebody ran from Athens to a certain place, cannot remember where, and it was exactly that length, and when he got there, he died.
Well, it's because he actually did it like 4 or 5 times in the space of like 2 days to like send a message from one city to the next. It was like out of wartime.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And then when he did the final one, he collapsed and died, and then they called it the marathon.
Because his name was Marathon.
His name was Marathon.
Marathon.
Mm, so it was named after him.
I thought it'd be like...
So somebody did it, died, and everyone was like, oh, let's do that. That sounds good.
Yeah. But he essentially ran like 4 or 5 marathons.
Oh my God, I'd like to do that.
Don't say that on a... Well, no, this isn't true. So... If I ran a marathon,
yeah,
how for like 2 months?
I would grow out my pubes for a month.
Who gives a shit about that?
Well, you probably.
It's a nice cushiony landing.
I would not grow out. No, listen. I would support you in other ways if you ran a marathon.
Oh,
like
what the hell does that mean?
I would support. Well, more of a.
Yeah, but I'm not running the marathon to. For charity, charity for all I care. I'm running a marathon so you can grow a beard. That's the main cause of this.
You would run a marathon just so that I grow a beard?
Yeah, for like 2 months.
No, I don't want to do that.
2 months is a long time.
2 months is a long time.
I'd say a month is valid.
I don't really gain anything from you running a marathon. Do you know what I mean? Offer me something that I gain from.
He wasn't going to gain anything from you completing Gymshark 66.
A trip to Disneyland and to get to propose to me. Do you know how many people would have proposed to me?
I would say, I run a marathon dressed as something then.
Ooh.
Fully nude.
Okay, that's a bit illegal.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
This is crazy talk now. What sort of...
How much? Oh, this is a fun game.
What sort of discussion is this now? We're talking about a nude marathon. I want you to grow a beard. How does this happen?
How much would you have to be paid to eat a cereal bowl full of human feces?
Well, what? The payment would not be you having a beard for a week. What?
No, I'm not saying that, but how much money would you have to be paid?
Way too much money.
One of my friends at uni when we asked said £1,000. And I was like...
Do a quick whip around and then... shit in his mouth. What?
Message him now and see if he'll do it, Max.
I'm making you grow a beard.
No, you're not. How are you going to do
that? I'm trying to figure out.
What could you give me? I really do not know why. I have such a happy... I'm like so fulfilled in my life. I don't know what you could bring to it that would make me want to grow a beard.
But you not want to see me suffer?
Oh, like... All right, you have to wear no pants or trousers for a week.
What? Okay.
This is silly. This
you
is...
have to post... I don't know.
No, I'm bored of this one now. Okay. You're really upsetting me with how you're answering this.
How much money would you have to be paid to, without being able to tell your parents, successfully seduce one of them?
Oh my God.
How much money?
And you can't say to them, right, I'm doing this because I'm being paid this much money. Like, you have to just do it.
Well, it's not... It's not a case of the reason that we aren't together right now is because I've decided not to seduce them. Like, they're not just going to go, oh, I've been waiting for this. Come on then.
I know. That's the difficulty of it, though. It's almost like, for most people, I would hope it's literally impossible. So you'd have to really work hard at it. So that's the point of how much money would you have to be paid to do that?
Do I get paid up front?
Yeah.
Well, then I just have to keep grafting until it inevitably doesn't happen. I spend the rest of my life not being able to spend my money because I'm doing it. I'm just trying to riz up my
parents.
Pretty
good job. Pretty good job. High risk, high reward. Not going to lie.
No, disagree.
I would say 3 billion.
What?
1 billion then.
What?
What do you mean? To shag my mum. £1 billion, please.
You said to successfully seduce them.
Yeah.
Don't have to follow through with the seduction.
Oh, okay. Even easier then. Half a bill. What's it called? 500 mil.
500 million? But you're not successfully... There's no way. And if you are admitting that you would be able to successfully do it... What?
I'm joking. I would. You've not met my family.
So weird.
These are questions that I... It didn't feel weird when me and my uni friends did it. It felt like interesting conversation.
Oh, yeah. Good talk, this. How much will I have to pay you to not have to get with them, but have to actively pursue them until you whittle them down to a point where they're like, fuck it.
Yeah. What about this, then?
How much money
to, without being able to tell them until a year after the fact... saw off one of your parents' limbs. So you have to pin them down and be like, listen, I can't tell you why, but I need to saw off your arm and it will be worth it.
How much money is...
How much money?
I'm not doing that though, because I value my parents having limbs. That's...
Yeah, that's true. I think one of my uni friends said, sorry, dad, I was promised... She was really struggling for money at the time and she was like, my mum would understand, it's fine. And I was like, I don't think she would understand if she didn't have an arm for the rest of her life because you needed £5,000. I don't think that she would understand that.
Counts as a limb?
Arms and legs.
Oh, not like a little toe.
No. Oh no, little toe, tenner.
Grow up.
Wow.
I'm joking. But I feel really tired today, by the way, guys. If this episode is a bit unhinged, I apologise.
I've got a question.
Go on.
What's my future wife doing right now?
That's so weird, yeah.
Me and Chris were talking about this the other day. Sorry.
yours is probably like...
Because we were like, where do we go?
Well, she would have just got on from school.
I'm like tonight, for example.
She's probably in bed, yours.
Like... Tonight, for example...
You would typically go to sleep at, 7 p.m., wouldn't you, if you're, under the age of 4?
Eat. shit, bitch. Tonight, for example, I was meant to be going to climbing club. I don't think my future wife is at climbing club.
No, me neither.
But then we were like, where is she? Where do I go that she would be?
Well, yours isn't born yet.
Again, we can get past this. Like, the nights out that I'm going on,
mm-hmm.
I don't think my future wife is in those places. She's
Playgroup is not a night out. The maternity ward past 8 p.m. is not classed as a night out, George. Right, go on.
I don't know where my future wife is, Max.
I don't know where she is either, honestly. Serious... I cannot fathom where your future wife is. I was to guess the sort of person that, based on knowing you, I would think that you would want to end up with, like, marriage material, it would be... I was about to say someone like your sister, but that's weird. But that sort of vibe of like, that sort of vibe of like a nice, wholesome, pretty like girl.
Yeah, not my sister.
No, not your sister, but like she fits that category, if you get what I mean. Of like,
I don't want to put her in that category.
Why? I feel like she is that category. Like wholesome and like nice, like pretty girl. No?
It's
Are you
weird
to say
when you
that your girl that your sister's not nice or pretty.
No,
like,
but it's weird.
Say?
Then you put it in this scenario as her being.
Yeah. Okay. Fair
in,
enough. Okay.
In
then.
Future wife category.
Like I would say for you then, future wife category are people kind of like. See, I don't want to say people's names that people will know because then that's what makes it weird. Does that make it weird, or shall I say someone that I? Kind
well, I
of...
think then they might speculate.
Yeah,
but like,
people
if you go,
then just
if
assume
you go for
things.
Like big celebrity, like mainstream celebrity, then it's
okay,
fine.
Okay then. Mm. Oh, let me think of a mainstream celebrity.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, someone like an Anne Hathaway sort
no.
of. Obviously not, because Anne Hathaway is significantly older than someone that you would end up with. Let me think more then. But then, I feel like you have this wild side of you.
Oh,
like,
I got one. Millie Bobby Brown.
Yes, sort of like a Millie Bobby Brown-esque sort of person.
I've done Stranger
I could definitely
things.
See them together, actually. Personality-wise, yeah. That would work.
Yeah, yeah.
The dirtier, the better.
But that sort of vibe, and then, yeah, I cannot work you out. I don't know where your future wife is.
I don't.
And I don't think I ever will until we meet her.
Mm.
I feel like you're going to find your future wife, like...
Bobsledding.
In a football match or something.
Nah, she's not. My future wife is in a football match right now.
If there was three locations where you would expect that she could probably be, where are those three locations?
Right now, what time is it? No, she's getting home from work now.
what are three locations where
I
you
think
would expect
she's,
that she could be?
She's, what day is it? Monday. She's Monday's for heat tonight, so she's currently got the old El Paso kit, so she's making it for one. She lives alone at the moment.
Oh, does she?
She's just waiting for the one. So she's just come back from a long day at...
The hospital,
yeah.
Okay, so is that the sort of... You see her, she's in a career where she wants to help other people.
Yeah, no, she helps other people.
Is that because
yeah.
you feel as though you probably need a bit of help yourself?
No.
Right, just asking.
So yeah, she's just come back from a long shift at the hospital and she's currently cooking fajitas. But where... Obviously tonight she's staying in.
Right, okay, because it's a Monday.
Yeah, so Friday, Saturday night, where is she? She's at...
Where's she going out? Where's she going on a night out with?
I don't know. I don't like going out in London. So I'm like, she doesn't. There's no way she can. She has to like everything that I like. That's the way it works.
Okay. What would her family dynamics be like?
She gets on well with them.
Is she an only child?
She'd like to get along well with her dad's side more, but they just don't see each other a lot because they live like abroad. But she gets on
so
really
does
well.
Does she have a bit of... Why do they live abroad? Does she have a bit of like a fun ethnicity in her?
She's got a little bit of something, but she never tells me what.
Is she a little bit Spanish? Is she a little bit...
I wouldn't know, but she she always insists on going to Spain. Bless her.
Right, okay. Nurse's to Benidorm wage. Or to...
No, not to Benidorm.
Not to Benidorm.
No, she hates Benidorm.
Okay.
No. But yeah, so I think she gets on well with her. She's got a brother, a little brother.
Oh, okay.
Oh, bless, yeah.
Yeah.
And
right.
He watches
How
my,
old is she?
And he watches my videos.
Oh, so weird. I cannot imagine. I actually can't wait for the day that you eventually get a girlfriend, though, because I want to like go out.
Me neither.
I just can't see it. What's the longest that you've like spoken to someone? Like dated them?
Probably our longest podcast. What was that, like 2 hours? Maybe. That'll probably be the length. No, it's not been successful as of late, I'll be completely honest.
But how long, like in a period of time?
I don't know, like 3-4 months maybe.
That's
but,
quite long. Me but and Andrew like, were official after 2 months.
Yeah, but not like
well. Not like exclusive dating, just like you but repeatedly also, saw that person before it fizzled out.
Yeah, but also like go like a week of trying to see them and
not really successful stuff. Yeah, so it wasn't exactly like you saw them every single day or week or anything like that. See, this is the issue. I feel like you need to meet someone and then make effort to see them again within a short amount of time.
I do.
You are the problem then. How do we solve this? If you're meeting people and they are actively choosing to not spend time with you, then we need to work on why that is happening. Can we like role play a date?
Okay.
Right, okay, so... Wait, I'm just going to get in. Wait, okay. Let me just walk in.
Oh, we wait for later for that. No. Oh. Hello.
Oh, I've just been at climbing club after I finished my hospital shift and I've just delivered like 10 babies today and cured every illness that's ever existed.
That's fantastic news.
Oh, George, what have you been up to, babe?
Not a lot, you.
Hmm.
You look nothing like your pictures.
Oh, thank you. I get that a lot. I look better. Yes. Thank
not,
you.
Not better precisely. But
so, what sort of things are you looking for in a partner?
Childbearing hips.
Okay. Got those down. What else? What else?
Good hairline.
Yeah. Got that.
Ooh.
Got that.
I hope that skips a generation.
Yeah. Anything else?
I don't know. This is weird. This isn't how dates work.
Mm. But why have you not asked me a question?
They don't normally turn up this. I've never got this far. I don't really know.
Oh, okay. Right. I think that you need to work on asking counter questions. How about you? Or as maybe like then they say something and it brings up a subject that you can then, you know, dive into a little bit.
I feel like I'm good at asking questions. But I
no,
also,
you're not.
No, I am.
You're not.
I am.
You're not.
I am.
You're not.
Why do you think that is?
Because you don't ask me any questions about me, ever.
Do you think that's true?
Yeah. Look at this podcast. Callum is nodding.
Yeah, I do. I would agree. I wouldn't say you're necessarily bad, but...
I would.
I wouldn't say you're as proactive as you could be.
I think I... When
don't
I'm
care
to, no,
about
when,
other
no,
people.
No, when I'm getting to know someone, I'm when I'm getting to know someone, I'm good at asking questions. So okay. Like in a date scenario. But like...
Roll the tapes.
If you're talking about something that I'm like really interested in,
yeah,
this is so bad, then I will be like, oh cool, so what happens?
So it has to be an exact topic that you care about. So no, if a girl showed up to a date and started talking about pig's nipples, you'd be all over it. But if she
that's,
started to
that's
talk
a
about,
funny like topic, so yeah,
it is a funny topic.
Yeah, but if they were just like, but no, I take an interest. But then if every day it was like...
Maybe if two people that spend a lot of time with you are saying that you don't ask a lot of questions, maybe that could be something that leads you to success.
I feel like I...
If we roll back the tapes of this podcast every single day, I ask you, what have you done? What have you been up to? What about this? What do you think about that? What do you do this? And you go, yep. And then you give your witty responses.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Which is fine. We're not dating. I want to clarify.
Yeah,
I'm, we're
I'm,
not
do
dating.
Do you think you
okay
do that when you're talking to girls?
Yeah, I feel like I'm different on a date.
Why though? I have big busty breasts. What's different?
Busty breasts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's be fair. We would expect him to conduct himself differently on a date than here.
Yeah.
I don't. And I think that he should show up exactly the same, whether it's me or a woman.
I feel like meeting someone new, I'm like in a more professional environment. Mm. How do you do, sir?
Is that how you treat dates? Professional environment? They sit down. Right, strictly business.
No,
what
not,
can I
not,
get from
no,
you?
Not strictly.
You shake their hand.
No, not like that. No, Do you know what I mean? It's I know what you mean. More not like, a laid back, like, yes, I don't chilled. Care if you look at me and
you
think,
don't care about my opinion of you.
No, I don't care because we're friends. I don't care if you're like...
Yeah, of course, yeah. When you're not trying to get to know me. Or show any interest in me whatsoever.
No! I show interest.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do. I do. Mm. But I feel like it would be you'd find it weird if I just asked you questions about different things that you know I don't really care about.
But that in itself shows why you are unsuccessful, because that is all about... Do you think that I care about what you have been up to every week? No. But do I ask? Because I love you.
But that's why. Yes. That's why I never really say it. This. I think this is what in my head. This is why I always go like, oh no, not really. Because if I do say my stuff, I'm thinking about it from your point of view. I'm like, oh, he's just saying he's just filmed a video. So I'm like, why do I care? So I'm like, oh, I won't bother saying.
I get what you mean, but like, Max is right. You should still say what you've been doing.
I get what you're saying. You don't want to do stuff that seems disingenuous.
Yeah, so I'm like, I
want to put you in a position where you need to be.
Yeah, where you have to like pretend to be happy that you're hearing that I filmed a YouTube video and then
posted it's a TikTok nice to...
that got 11k views, so I took it down.
No, of course not. Of course not. But I think it just adds like an element to it. But that is what leads to other things. Asking those key questions are what leads to topics of conversation.
This is making it sound like when I'm on a date, I like sit in silence.
You just sit there, meep.
No, I feel like
love to get a bunch of girls that he's been on dates with and just have them here. That would be
interview him or like film him on a date.
You're not the only one. I would love for girls I've been on dates with to turn up again.
No, but imagine though, if I got to ask them as like an impartial like person, well, I'm not really that impartial, but as like a third person and then give you the code to make it better. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think it's...
I feel like I would be a good person to do that.
By the way, I don't think it's disingenuine to ask someone about their day, not necessarily caring about the tiny details.
No, I'll be like, oh, how was your day? Like, what have you been up to and stuff?
Yeah.
But like, I when somebody asks, I feel like it's more when somebody asks me, or like when I always feel myself whenever somebody's telling me, like, ask me a question, and I'm like mid talking about it, I'm like, I'm very aware this is so boring. I don't think that's true though.
That's so interesting. You think that way? Yeah.
Because I don't, like, even when I can't relate to what you're saying, I still find it interesting, or I still at least like care about what you're saying. Do you know what I mean? But that's your own insecurity telling you what you have to say isn't important enough, so you think other people will feel the same, but they don't.
Yeah, you've got it on the head. Yeah, 100%.
Because what you do, George Clark, what you have to say is valid. Okay. And your thoughts and feelings and your experiences are very important. So bring them to the forefront, okay? Do not ever doubt yourself.
But I think, I'd like to think the conversation and sort of getting to know each other isn't the problem.
Right, okay. What is then, do you think?
I don't know. I think...
Do you think you're quite maybe emotionally unavailable?
No, I think I'd say I am. Unless I'm like, okay, I can definitely see this working out.
Unless you really get
Which I think is not a bad thing to have. So I'm like, if I can't see it, like, definitely.
I think you're quite a person as well that wears your emotions on your face. Like,
you can 100% see what.
So if you were to get somewhere, and I also think that because of your history with like women, I think that you have quite quick like snap judgments of, oh no, that's not going to work for me, I'm now checked out and I've got to sit here in this like day, and it's kind of like, oh god. Whereas like if you were more open to the idea that nobody's going to be 100% perfect, and even I look back on when I met Andrew, our first day, I literally sat there and monologued about myself for maybe an hour and a half, like barely asking him anything. And I now look back on that and I'm like, that is so awful. And he could have very well, if we didn't, luckily we'd been speaking for like 2 months over the internet, like before that, which is quite rare for a first date. But if we didn't have that to back it up, that first date was probably not like the best thing ever. So he would have, in another circumstance, probably walked away and been like, nah, see you later. But because he had that prior thing and because he took that chance on little old me, you then start to learn way more about the person. But it is hard on a first date if you just go in and you're not feeling it straight away. That, and then you're like, oh shit, I've got to... That's why you always have a backup plan.
I don't feel like I've ever really had that.
Oh, really?
No, like...
Like, I need to get out of here.
No, I'd be like, oh, it's going well. And sort of leave and be like, it was nice, but I can't see that happening.
Fairs, I get you. I think, well, we need to crack the code. We do need to crack the code, and I will make it my personal mission.
I think it's just... because of things that have happened and me being like, oh, like, very invested in people and it not working out, then I've sort of compare them to how I look to other people. And then if I'm like, oh, but I thought they had everything and in my head you don't, then I'm like, just immediately clock out.
I get what you mean. And I think also when... feelings are weird because if someone mugs you off or if something doesn't work out, it almost makes you romanticize that person a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like Andrew told me about this like person that he had like this whirlwind, like week-long romance with that he literally thought was going to like the love of his life.
Yeah.
And then this person like ghosted him at the end of it and was like really horrible out of nowhere after a week. But he was like, if you would have asked me literally the day before, I would have said, this is the most perfect person I've ever met. But it's like, you never really know someone. And likewise, if you have a small amount of time with someone and then it ends, you look back on that really like romanticizing it. Like, oh my God. And you know, this could have happened and that should have happened. And oh my God, I had this one boy who was like a water polo player. Weird. for like the Olympics and shit. Is that in the Olympics?
I imagine so.
Yeah. Water polo is, yeah.
Yeah. And he was really lovely and we had this like romance that was like really like quick, and I think he lived in Manchester and I like, met his parents and like went to, and it was this whole thing. And then he got onto the team again for like Great Britain and had to go like traveling, competing around the world or something. And then it just ended. And I literally spent like 6 months like, oh my God, he could have been literally the one. Like, oh, I cannot believe that like, you know, this perfect person got away. Then I moved to London, bumped into him in a club. He was a sloppy mess, sat on my knee. Bear in mind, this man was like maybe twice the size of me in every conceivable way. Like nearly embarrassed me in front of all my friends. Like told me that he'd like stolen this necklace from like my bedside table or something like that. I can't remember. He was wearing a necklace that I'd lost and he was wearing, and it, all this weird stuff. And then like we went on a date and I just had no connection with him whatsoever. But we had this moment where I was literally like, oh my God, he was so perfect.
Yeah.
And we met a year later and it just wasn't the case. So I think you just have to go in realizing that just because somebody doesn't fit everything immediately doesn't mean that they're wrong. And just because somebody seemed like from a past experience that they were perfect doesn't mean that you should compare them to that, because that past experience doesn't actually exist. Where are they now?
Very true, Max.
Where are they now?
Yeah.
Actually, they're right here. Come on out. but yeah, we'll get to the bottom of it, George. We will. Whilst we're on tour, I'll find you a bride.
Thanks, man.
Maybe at one of our shows. Applications open now. right, should we do a dilemma?
This has gone on too long.
I feel like we just did an actual therapy session that was quite unneeded. But
that was great. Maybe it was enjoyable.
Maybe it was needed, you know. Maybe someone out there will relate to what you're saying as well, and that maybe we've helped them.
Very true.
So it is. It's hard. It's hard, this life we called relationships. Have we got an email, Callum, or is the phone ringing?
We have an email.
Oh my gosh, we've got an email. That's crazy.
Oh, fuck. I hope the printer works.
Ooh, do you look at that? Oh, George, did you write this in? Hello. I am 21 years old, asexual, and a virgin.
Nice.
Oh, no. I'm not sexually attracted to anyone, hence the asexuality. And therefore, I've never been like, OMG, I want to sleep with this person. I still feel romantic attraction. And when I've been in a relationship and things have gotten to that sexy point, my brain has said, no, absolutely not. And I've never wanted to do any sexy things. My problem is, I think about sex all the time and I am constantly horny. masturbation isn't enough. And I feel the only way to overcome this is to have sex. But I can't have sex because I don't want to do that. What? What do I do to satisfy my needs? Do I just force myself to have sex? Or do I just deal with being constantly horny until I maybe someday want to have sex? Or do I die a virgin? Help, I need to stop thinking about sex all the time. Goodness me. P.S. You are both fitties. P.P.S. Max, there is nothing I appreciate more in life than your dedication to constantly updating us audio listeners. Thank you very much. And shout out to all the audio listeners out there.
That's a lot. Yeah, I don't know how to wrap my head. Obviously, we are not asexual.
Speak for yourself.
So I'm
a sexual being.
I don't feel like I wouldn't know how to.
I cannot relate to being asexual because I want to sleep with so many people all the time.
Yeah. I don't really. So they don't find people sexually attractive.
So asexual typically means, yeah, you have no desire to have sex with another person. That doesn't mean that you don't have sexual thoughts or you're not, like, you know, wanting to do things. But you have no desire to do those things with another person, which is then interesting if all that you're thinking about is doing these things with another person.
Yeah.
If they're thinking about sex as in they're watching too much, like, porn, and then they can't imagine themselves do that, then that maybe means that you're addicted to that as opposed, and you should maybe wean yourself off of that because that's kind of an unhealthy space to be in.
Yeah, I don't...
We kind of can't relate to this, but what we can say is that if this is something that you're feeling you need to do, then maybe don't put yourself in a situation where you're doing something that where you feel uncomfortable. However, maybe push yourself a little bit more out of your box and see how you feel, and you might surprise yourself.
Yeah, just
have sex with George.
If you feel like you want to give something a go, but you don't know if you like it,
there's only one way to find out.
Never do it.
Oh. I think as well, maybe you've just not met the right person, because for a lot of people, sex is way deeper than just a body. And a lot of people need to feel that mind connection in order to do the deed. I can't say that I'm one of those people, because I've just been in public bathrooms just having a good old go at it. But yeah, but for some people, that's not the case. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Would you say that you need to have an emotional relationship with someone to do that, or?
Preferably.
Preferably, yeah, but not always.
I think that's the ideal.
What I'm saying is, are you in love with me, or are you just messing me about? Yeah, I get you. I mean, I guess it's... why are we talking about this? Yeah, next question. Have we got another email? Yeah. I feel like we're actually doing therapy on the podcast today.
Yeah. For warning, there wasn't the greatest choice of dilemmas, but we'll roll.
Hi, Max and George.
Hi.
This is Madison Painting. And I sent an email a few days ago about my friends who wouldn't come to the live shows with me.
Oh, yeah.
And now that it's been read out on the pod, I don't quite know how to go on with my life. Also...
That's so funny.
Also, Mia now might be coming because she's scared of Max and doesn't want to be hurt.
Yeah,
others still are still pussies, though. Love you both. Keep.
Do you know what? They're not your friends. They are not your friends. Wow. I mean, they are not your friends. That's all I've got to
say. Oh, very close. Okay.
That's all I've got to say on that. If I had friends that would not go to the best podcast live show in town, then... they would not be friends with me anymore.
Yeah.
And frankly, if your friends don't like us enough to want to go, then they're not your sorts of people.
Hey, the way I look at it is, if they want to miss out on the best night of their lives, that's on them.
What would you do if at the live show I just shouted, "Who wants to sleep with George?"
I wouldn't be surprised.
At the Belfast one, that's over 18, so I can't do that.
It doesn't mean I want you to.
Imagine if George slept with someone on tour. I would be so overcome with joy. I'd be so overcome because I'd be on the bottom bunk and it'd drench me.
Disgusting.
You say that like you're sleeping on a bunk.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Oh, guys, we need to update you, by the way. Oh, wait, should we update them? What if they come and kill us on the bus tour? Like, on the bus. They won't, will they?
The bus has security. You need a thing to get in, yeah.
Fab. So when we go on tour, we've got a tour bus. Not really much to my dislike, but when it was first brought to us, I said I would rather travel by train and sleep in hotels. But then we found out, because a lot of our shows are back to back, we can't really do that because we need to immediately leave the show and then like drive to the next place.
Vacate the premises.
So then Callum was like, right, let's, you know, get a tour bus. And my first thought was, a tour bus sounds absolutely dreadful. That is my worst nightmare. I'll get travel sick. I don't want to do it. And then Callum showed me the pictures of the tour bus. I have a double bedroom with an ensuite.
The doublest bed.
I am so excited. And George, where are you sleeping?
I'm on a bunk bed.
Basically, we took a poll between me and George. And George said that he wouldn't care if he didn't get...
Take a poll right between the two of us.
George,
he was a lovely little man. George only ever for the weekend from Poland, but he...
George said that he wouldn't mind that much if he didn't. But no, you said that you wouldn't mind full stop if you slept on a bunk bed.
No.
I said that I probably would after a few days. And there's a double bed in the bus anyway. So George very kindly, which I'm very grateful for. I need to get you a gift. I'll get you a gift. Actually, the gift is my presents. George very kindly just offered the double bed to me.
Yeah.
So that at the end of the night, when everyone's in bed, he can sneak out his bunk and I can be there, legs in the air, with an open heart and an open mouth.
Not allowed on the bus. You're not allowed to shit on the bus either, by the way. That is a rule. No shitting on the bus.
Oh, and that's what we do in bed, isn't it?
And no sexual intercourse.
No sex on the bus. That's so boring.
Well, my head will be about 4 foot from your bed.
Well, yeah, you'll be in the bed with us.
Exactly. That's why I'm going to be excited.
Oh, well, if I'm allowed in, then fine.
Oh, God. It'll be like when we were in Japan and we were in those little hotels.
Yeah, we were just shagging all over.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm actually really excited now. I haven't quite fathomed that we're going to live on a tour bus. Like, that's really... Do you not find that quite exciting?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is what he's like
on
dates.
Yeah, this is what he's like on dates.
This is what he's like on dates. Yeah.
I don't really get
Are you
that
excited for tour? You must be so pumped.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
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 I'm excited.
I actually am.
This is him really trying to be human. He's like, I actually am. Oh, can't wait. Eek. I'm excited. There's a PlayStation.
No, I don't know. What? Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. That's so good.
That'll be good fun. I'm aware of all this stuff. Like, this isn't news to me.
I'm just excited. I can't wait.
But you're expecting me to be like, oh, woo.
Yeah, we're going on tour around the country because people have bought tickets to come and see us. That is so crazy.
That is cool.
There's two living rooms on the bus as well, by the way.
There's two living rooms.
There's a bottom one next to the kitchen, and then on the top, there's a big living room at the front.
Whoa, we've got a kitchen.
Yeah, a little kitchenette, coffee machine,
oh
fridge.
Oh my.
By the way,
God.
You need to tell me what snacks you want on the bus and what drinks.
All of them.
Okay, well, give
just
me.
Just Feastables, please, Mr. Beast.
No, thanks.
Should I get it stocked up on Prime as well?
Feastables, Prime, and Sides Beef Jerky.
Ooh. Yeah.
What the fuck is Sides Beef Jerky? That sounds awful.
I'll give you one guess.
Sides Beef Jerky. Beef jerky on the side.
From the side, man.
They brought out beef jerky.
Yeah.
They have a restaurant chain called Sides.
Oh, I think I've heard of this. Isn't it a takeaway place?
Yeah.
I did not know they had beef jerky, though. That's quite...
They've made beef jerky.
Have you ever had beef jerky?
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrible.
I quite like it.
Oh, I bet you do, beef jerky boy. Oh, you're just jerking that beef. Oh, God, right. I think... Do we have any more dilemmas?
We got one more.
Right, we've got one
more. It's not a great one, though.
It's okay. Do you know what? We're powering through. This is a therapy session, and we're solving more people's health and dilemmas than we even know. So, let's keep at it.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
We're both quite...
I'm so broken right now.
I am. It's okay. We'll give life-changing advice and then we'll go to bed. Right.
Let me read it.
Are you sure?
Let me read it for him.
It literally says, I thought it was
Right, I read it, the last one, and it didn't have a lot right in there.
It's rude already. I've already seen the opening, and I don't like it.
So. Hello, you beautiful... Oh, hello, you handsome, beautiful, hilarious man. Hi, Max 2. Yeah. So I'm having an identity dilemma right now, and need your advice. So basically, I've grown up as an only child and always thought I had fun... I had a fun, special childhood. Mm-hmm. My mum's a vet. Well, thank you for your service. So we used to bond a lot over raising abandoned baby animals. Aww. And we both have horses we ride together. I always thought these interests were something special me and my mum had together. That is until yesterday when we were looking through old photos and saw a pic of my mum and another little girl riding together. When I asked her who this imposter was, she told me she'd already raised children with her ex-husband. It became more and more clear that me and this girl had the same childhood, and I feel like some Eleanor Gilbert style doppelganger. Do you understand what that means?
I don't know what that means. What the hell is, love the reference. What the hell is this? Thank you.
I'm quite a spiritual person, and I'm starting to think me and this girl are destined to live the same fate. Mm-hmm. After a bit of Facebook stalking, I've learned that she had a fun life and is married to another woman. This is where my whole identity crisis started. If we are aligned by universe, do you think I'll also become a lesbian? I'm very down with the rainbow, and I believe that people can love whoever they want, but I'm not attracted to women, nor the idea of eating.
Oh.
There's just blank space there. Oh, how far do you think I'm aligned with this imposter and destined to live the same life? I don't know who I am anymore. I live for Max's... Oh, sorry, there's a PS. I live for Max's style. You are a mega hottie.
Mm.
So you meant me the size.
Mm. Mega. Wow. I have never had a person in which our lives have completely aligned.
No, same.
But I would find it quite creepy if I was you. There is a bit too much going on there, to be honest.
Me?
No, her.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah, I... So you were they were never told about previous children / ex-husband. Mm. That's a bit odd.
Yeah, that is odd.
I'd say, Mama, why you raised me like this? Mm. Mama should have let me know that me got previous sister, me...
Yeah, all of that. I think that that's a bit suspect. And just because somebody who has a similar life to you is a lesbian doesn't mean that you are as well. But strangely, my sister's a lesbian and I'm gay, so the prophecy could be aligned there a little bit.
They are your half-sister, because just mother relation.
Oh.
Maybe... You're bisexual.
Maybe. Oh my gosh. Maybe. You too. Don't know what I was going to say.
No. Then. No, carry on. That was good.
I don't know. I was going to say...
Maybe you only like a little bit of muff.
Yeah. Maybe you should just do it a little bit or don't. Or do. Or just maybe don't. Do you know what I mean? And maybe just keep living your life.
How about you stop judging yourself of some other kid that your mum raised... And you start judging yourself on yourself that your mum raised.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more, George. Do you know what? You live your life because you are authentically you, and you can be the only person that can tell you how to feel about the decisions that you make in your life.
There is only one thing that you can guarantee you are the best at.
Oh.
On this goddamn world.
Triple jump.
And that's on triple jump, baby. And that's being you.
Aww. Mm. Do you think that you are the best you that you can be?
Ooh. Ooh. No.
I think you're a pretty good you.
Not the best I can be.
Well, you're not as good as me, but you're definitely the best you.
Well, that's not... You're an awful me.
I would be such a bad you. You would be a bad me, though.
Mm.
We would be such bad each others. On that note... if you enjoyed listening, what should they do, George? oh wait, one last thing. If you want to be involved in our tour, we had literally hundreds of dilemmas sent in. What's that? Oh, was it you? I didn't know. Oh. We had hundreds of dilemmas sent in, but keep them coming because we're evaluating them every day and we want only the best for our shows. Why did I say it like that? Shores. So send them in to uselesstour@rootmg.com. That's uselesstour, one word, at rootmg.com. Your finest dilemmas, voice notes. Also, for this podcast, please send in more voice notes. I feel like we've not had voice notes in ages. Frick.
And also, heck.
I want to hear voice notes, so send those in as well, please. To the uselesshotlinepodcast@gmail.com.
For them that enjoyed, if you be watching, like, subscribe, ring the notification bell so you are notified.
I'm going to start doing this every time that we upload. If you are listening, make sure to rate us 5-star downloader so you can listen to us on the go.
And how do they send it in? You just told them.
Yeah, I did. Quick emotional message. Guys, before we go. Not to give anything away, not to insinuate anything, not to insinuate that maybe we're coming to the end of the Useless Hotline podcast. What? But this is the last time that you will ever see this set. You will never see this set again.
This is the last time you see the Useless Hotline as you know it.
So do with that information what you will.
You're so money supermarket, you don't even know it.
Do with that information what you will. But maybe a sad bit of news is coming your way, so just prepare yourself for that.
I had a friend at school called a sad.
Really? I hope they're doing well.
That was just a bit of news about a sad, as opposed to a sad bit of news.
Love you lots. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.